Saudi Arabia has been under pressure to reform since the September 11 attacks, but the Saudi royal family is divided over political modernization. The Saudi government's focus on the terror threat inside the kingdom may also have slowed down efforts to change the country. NPR's Julie McCarthy recently visited Saudi Arabia.
A story circulating in Jeddah shows what reformers in Saudi Arabia are up against. Earlier this year, Prince Nayef, the head of the powerful interior ministry, met with a group of professors, lawyers, and other human rights advocates. They had signed a daring petition calling for a constitutional monarchy. According to sources familiar with the meeting, the prince told them, "The Saudi royal family took this country by the sword, and if you want it, you'll have to take it by the sword." Writer and commentator Omar Bagor.
That is heavy. That is quite heavy, but it's sheer ignorance.
Political observers say Prince Nayef represents the hard line of the royal family, which believes a liberal opening of the kingdom is tantamount to westernizing it. And analysts say the prince has powerful allies and radical clerics who preach against the infidel Americans and their perceived conspiracy to encroach on Muslim lands, as in Afghanistan and Iraq. But Foreign Minister Prince Saud al-Faisal, who represents the reformist side of the family, says authorities have muted extremist voices by removing more than 1,200 radical clerics and firing headmasters who espoused violence.
So when there is necessity for strong actions, the government has not shrunk from that in spite of opposition.
Jamal Khashoggi is an expert on Islamic extremists and an advisor to the Saudi ambassador to Britain. Khashoggi says there are violent and non-violent fanatics standing in the way of political modernization.
The non-violent fanatics, they are clergies, preachers. They object to co-mixing of the sexes. They object to allowing foreign schools in Saudi Arabia. Every time the Ministry of Education tried to introduce English, they object to that. There's a long list of objections.
Khashoggi says the radical clerics only appear to represent Saudi society at large because, he says, they make a lot of noise.
They are not the majority. Not at all they are not the majority. They are just a small minority with high-pitched voice.
Whatever their numbers, analysts say Crown Prince Abdullah is intent on reducing the power of the clerics and allowing more public debate. The prince sponsored the first ever forum on women last month. And Prince Saud says the government is also promoting municipal elections.
And these will be forerunners of participation of the citizens in their own affairs and to change peaceably.
In a recent interview, Prince Saud said the royal family is not experimenting with reform, but moving ahead with deliberate speed. However, writer and economist Omar Bagor says all the while, reformers sit in jail, there's no date for elections, and journalists face dismissal for writing critically about the royals.
All we hear now from the government are good intentions to reform. Had it been translated into actual mechanisms, then the government might be surprised to know how much support and how much citizenship they have.
The year-long string of terror attacks on Saudi soil has cast a shadow over the kingdom, but analysts say also awakened it to the need for change. Omar Bagor says it also poses a critical question for Saudi rulers.
Who is your constituency? The fundamentalist Wahhabis or the open-minded reformist people? That's a question that the government has to answer for its own survival, I think.
Saudi and Western analysts say the government's crackdown on terror attacks that have claimed the lives of Saudis and foreign nationals has taken priority over the reform movement. But Jeddah-based businessman Hussein Chibakshi says sweeping change is not necessarily needed right now.
With some significant small victories, a lot of important reforms can take place in the educational sector, in the judicial sector, in the economic sector. And that will have a snowball effect. Then we would start changing the climate.
With the royal rulers of the world's largest oil producers split over reform, analysts say don't look for marked change in climate soon. Everyone in the royal family, they say, has something to fear from a more transparent system. For one thing, a Western observer noted, they have to account for all their money. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.